Do you like it? Do you like it, Scott? I call it Mr. and Mrs. Tenorman Chili.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Yeah, 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 yeah. I made you eat your parents. Yeah, 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 yeah. Jesus Christ, dude.
You all know exactly who I am.
I'm not saying your name.
You sure?
And I'll be glad to...
Say my name.
Maybe I should try listening.
That's right. Now, say my name.
It's Matt Coon!
You're goddamn right.
Welcome to Total Engagement, me, Matt Coon. It is Sunday. And of course, we're brought to you on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our good friends over there at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read internet news website on the planet. I'm Matt Coon, and what a week at Total Engagement. Let's think back on this week. What a fucking week. I tell you, we've gotten a lot of attention, a lot of praise, a bit of negativity. Someone reached out today on Twitter because of, I would say it's definitely related to the expose we did a couple days ago. And they reacted because they may or may not be the boss of the person that was exposed. And their, you know, credibility has taken a shot as well. And they shot out with some homophobic stuff. Wow. So if you guys want to see some crazy stuff, go ahead and go to Pro Sports Extra at Pro Sports Extra. Or I believe they have a website. And you can see how they reacted by throwing out some really ugly homophobic stuff. Now, I told them they should apologize. And I kind of called them out for it. So what they did is they put a story up about me. And here's the funny thing is that they call me an old man and I have gray in my, you know, I have gray hair and all this stuff. That's their insult. Guys, get with it. I'm not old. I'm fat. Okay. I don't have a gray hair in my fucking head. As a matter of fact, Conrad, I don't remember what city we were in. I think we were in Philadelphia and we were in a hotel lobby and we're sitting there, a few of us, Silva and Pritchard was there. And Conrad's like, Coon. I'm like, yeah. He's like, you dye your hair. And I'm like, no, motherfucker, I don't dye my hair. Coon, you dye your hair. I'm like, no, I don't have a solitary gray hair. So if you're going to insult me, you can talk about how fat I am. You can talk about that I chase clouds. But, you know, I'm not really that old looking. I'm afraid you kind of missed the boat on that one. In any case, it is Total Engagement. Yesterday, we had a show that people really dug. It's a little different. We're going to be doing every single week. It's called Crime and Wrestling. We covered the death of Dino Bravo. And something we're definitely not going to cover on that show, because I think it's been covered enough, is the Chris Benoit situation. Chris Benoit's death, the crimes involved in his death. But we are going to talk a little bit about it today because a story came out about Chris Benoit's son and about how he wants to wrestle. I also have a couple thoughts about a conversation that maybe needs to be had when it comes to Chris Benoit. Just one of those things that I think all of us fans should engage in as a dialogue, because it's an important conversation in the world of professional wrestling. And we do things like that every single day here on Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon. So a report came out today on Fightful.com. I guess they carried a transcript of an interview that a young man did with Fred Rosser, the former Darren Young of WWE, the original NXT crew. And this young man's name is David Benoit, and he is Chris Benoit's son. Now, I've been aware of him for a little bit. I've actually done some soft pitching for an interview through some of his social media. I haven't heard back yet because I'm really interested in the story because he wants to become a wrestler. Not only do I know who he is, but my son does too. We saw him backstage at StarCast 2, and Matthew said, oh, that's him. I go, okay. And we didn't want to bother him or go up to him. And what do you say, really? You know, I haven't seen him wrestle, so I can't say, hey, it's great to meet you. I've seen you wrestle. We just know who your dad is. And, you know, it's an awkward, uncomfortable conversation. But I think we're all going to have some awkward, uncomfortable situations because this brave young man has decided he wants to get into professional wrestling. Now, my friend David Bix, I guess we're friends. We've met once, maybe twice. Twice in the same weekend. Once I saw him in the casino with some other guys, and then another time. And it's a funny story, but I can't really tell it. But it's just, I met Bix, and we actually shared a ride together with another person who you would not believe. And in any case, Bix kind of made the point on Twitter, which I disagree with, respectfully, that the wrestling business is not good for this guy. That's the last thing he needs to do is to get into wrestling. Well, let me kind of put a proposition out there that there is nothing that this kid can do to escape Chris Benoit, what his dad did, the crimes that he did. There's no industry he can get in. There's no place he can go where he will not at least be reminded once in a while of what his dad did. And also, in his head, of course, it's there all the time. Now, the argument could be made that in wrestling, he'll be around him all the time. But wrestling could give him the healing that he needs. Let's say, all things being equal, I believe he trained at Lance Storm's Academy, and I know he has connections with a lot of wrestlers, but let's say he has the ability to be a wrestler. Let's say, like a lot of second-generation wrestlers, he has similarities to his dad, and he's, you know, someone who can really wrestle. The wrestling world might be a place for him to heal, because it can be the one place where people forget about his dad and think about him. It could maybe even diminish the memory of what his dad did, because we have context thinking that, hey, here's a survivor. Because David Benoit is a survivor of the Chris Benoit tragedy. His father committed these crimes and left him in suicide when he was young. And a lot of the wrestlers he's friends with has surrounded him and made him feel comfortable, made him feel at home. I've seen him backstage at WWE events, although I believe he's not allowed back there anymore. It might be related to the fact that he wore an AEW jacket the last time he was backstage. But all that being said, I think the wrestling world could be a place for him to heal. Because if this thing is in his thoughts all the time anyway, and I don't know him, but I'm guessing that maybe it's something he thinks about a bit. And if this is something he really wants to do and he has a dream, and there's no getting it out of his head, like, he's going to pursue this no matter what. Different indie places are going to hire him no matter what. Different wrestling organizations are going to hire him no matter how good he is. And if he's good, he's going to get some attention. And it could be a place for him to heal. It could be a place for him to put into context in his head where his place is in the world versus being defined by his father's crimes and his father's death. I think David Benoit, if he wants to wrestle, we as a wrestling community owe it to him to welcome him with open arms and say, hey, not only do we know you're not your dad, but you were a victim yourself in a lot of ways of a crime. You were someone who bared a brunt of something that you had no control over, that you didn't do anything wrong in. And you want to be a wrestler. And you know what? We're going to cheer you, and we're going to accept you, and we're going to judge you just like everybody else, but mostly we're going to root for you, because none of us can even imagine what it's like to be in those shoes. And if you're that brave dude, David Benoit, wherever you are, then bless you for it. And this leads me to what I think is to many an uncomfortable situation and an uncomfortable conversation involving Chris Benoit. I'm of the opinion that science is important. I'm of that very crazy opinion. In 2019, science maybe is taking a back seat. Some people take everything science has to offer. They go, well, I like heart transplants are great and going to the moon is great, but there's one thing I don't agree with. But science is a thing. And the scientific study of Chris Benoit post-death, he was exhumed. He had a autopsy. The autopsy showed he had the brain of an 85-year-old Alzheimer's patient. Let me say that again. He had the brain of an 85-year-old. He had the brain of an 85-year-old with Alzheimer's. He also had a heart that was enlarged 3 times weight-wise, and he would have been dead within 10 months. So his body is probably starting to shut down a little bit. His brain is not acting the way it should be. And if we look at that and we said, let's say Chris Benoit did not die after the just gruesome and terrible attacks on his kid and his wife, which by all accounts were very erratic, random, mysterious, weird, completely out of the blue, just the doesn't make any sense kind of thing, right? It wasn't like the result of a long thing. It was just like something that happened. So if he was alive when that happened and he was tried, he might not have been found guilty if there was a medical staff capable of proving what the autopsy proved. Now, there's no real reason to believe that there's 100% certainty that someone could test a living person and get that evidence that he had the brain of an 85-year-old Alzheimer's patient, but they might. They might test this guy and they might go, oh boy, he's really damaged. And I put out a question about a year ago on the anniversary of the deaths of Nancy and Daniel Benoit. And I said, hey, is it time to examine this? Is it time to think about that maybe we need to think about how we judge this situation? Because the science is there to say that this guy might not have been in control of his faculties. And everybody who knows him says it was out of character. And his brain was completely damaged. And I got messages from people in the industry. They're like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Dude, let it go. Put it in the past. Let it go. It needs to stay in the past. I understand this is painful for a lot of people. I understand there are people I know who knew Nancy, and this is painful for them. But aren't we trying to prevent shit like this from happening in the future? Aren't we trying to make sure that there is not more CTE in the world? Doesn't it behoove us to have an honest, open, and painful assessment of what that situation really was? Now, I'm not saying there's anything in the world that absolves any human entity from engaging in such a horrific crime upon someone else. I'm not proposing that at all. But what I am proposing is that we look at the science and maybe our own judgment and find a place in our hearts where we say, maybe this was a guy who wasn't in control of his faculties, and maybe we need to do stuff to prevent it in the future. And at the same time, do not ever, 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 ever burden David Benoit with the sins of the father thing. But don't even make that context, and don't even judge him in that paradigm. We all need to make an effort to take this kid, this David Benoit, out of the paradigm and see him as he is as a human being. We know he's Chris Benoit's kid. We know what Chris Benoit did. But we really need to make an effort here to say, no, this human being deserves a chance. You know, when it comes to CTE, I've never told this story before publicly, but I got to interview a few months ago someone I really wanted to interview. It was one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. He was someone I watched when I was a kid. And I'm not going to say his name. If you listen to enough shows, you probably can figure out who it is. If you tweet who you think it is, I will block you and I will find you and I will punch you in the neck, because it's not cool. In any case, I've never told a story, but when I interviewed this person, they told the same story over and over and over and over and over again. It didn't matter what the question was. The question would be asked. He would start to answer the question, and halfway in between, he would get lost, and he would finish up with a sentence that he did, I would say, 20 or 30 times in a 40-minute interview. And it broke my heart, and I can never use that interview. And I'll never publicly say who that is. But if that's the kind of effect that CTE has on people, if that is the level of, you know, Alzheimer's that Chris Benoit might have been having, there's no way we could hold him accountable for those crimes. And I know that's a painful thing to say, because you're saying, dude, he killed a woman, he killed a kid, what the fuck? But some people sometimes are not who they used to be and are not who we think they are. And it's not a matter of good and bad, it's about science. Now, I'm not saying I have all the answers. I'm not saying I sit here and I watch Chris Benoit matches and I feel good, because I don't. I think about that, and it's terrible. And he was my favorite wrestler for a long time. like literally my favorite. He was like my guy, like the one I was like, dude, have you ever seen Chris Benoit wrestle? You know, like he was that guy. And I was like, oh, no, Chris Benoit is the best wrestler. You know, I was that guy. I thought he was great. So I'm not sitting here saying I watch those matches anymore or I feel good about it or I'm looking to justify in any way any kind of crime. I'm just saying maybe we need to engage in a dialogue and look at the science. And that's this Sunday's Total Engagement. We are coming to you every single day with a totally different show every single day. What did we do this week? Well, we had our big expose, right? We had a crime and wrestling episode. We had This Week in Wrestling with the top five stories. We deal with issues like the one we dealt with today. All kinds of stuff. It's your daily dose of wrestling engagement from me to you, one fan to another. And we will see you tomorrow. And we'll see what tomorrow will bring in the world of professional wrestling on Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon.